Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Use your precision farming technology to improve your crop insurance coverage. Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha has teamed up with Farmers Mutual Hale to give you the best automated crop reporting experience with whatever precision technology you use. They've done it for years. Start saving time, improving accuracy, and raising your production history today. Need support when the equipment doesn't work? They can get you access to that as well. Call Kansas Insurance in Sabetha today to learn more. 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Apologize for that silence at the beginning of the national anthem going on. Jared Slovey, Crittenden Profits, as we are going live here in Horton as the Chargers taking on Donovan West for a non-league bout between the Northeast Kansas League and the Twin Valley League. And the Twin Valley League starting to expand quite a bit. We're seeing some new teams in the league. Should be a lot of fun to see this season progress in the TVL with 6 teams in it here in 2024. As for the NEKL, got 8 teams going strong, and we are off to a very solid start in 2024. As for these two teams, though, both are kind of getting out of the gates a little bit slow. Donovan West is 1-7, Horton is 0-6, but these two teams are both in their third year as a program, so got some growing pains trying to growing into their program and trying to figure out some things, including their identity, what kind of program they want to be, what their playing style is. So those are some things that they are trying to formulate as the seasons have gone on. However, they have met in each of the past 2 seasons, and Donovan West has won both of those matchups. And Horton, they're still looking for their first win in program history. They went 0-7 in 2022. They went 0-19 last year, 0-6, as mentioned, to start 2024. As for Donovan West, they went 2-13 last year with wins at ACCHS and at Jefferson County North. And their lone win this season came against the NEKL at Valley Falls. That was on Monday, in the second game of that doubleheader. So looking at their schedules, even though Donovan West is in the Twin Valley League, still got a lot of non-league matchups against NEKL teams because of the fact that there is only 6 teams in the league as of right now, but looking to grow that with new teams in it this year. And kind of talking, going to bring in here, Crittenden, kind of expecting some of the things that we're going to see here this afternoon. As you with Jackson Heights, you've gotten to see some action in the Northeast Kansas League. Tell us what you've seen so far in 2024.
Yeah, one thing I'll say, I saw Horton play earlier on in the year. I was at the Horton, Atchison, and Hiawatha Jamboree, in which Horton lost the games. They played the first game against Atchison. I believe it was a 24-0 loss. And then they played later on the night in the third game, which I think they played pretty closely against Hiawatha in the first 2 innings, but I think wound up still losing about 23-4. So I don't quite remember much about that third game. It was a pretty cold night. It was getting into a 9 o'clock as we were playing that third game in Jamborees. You play all 7 innings, even if you're getting beat by quite a high score. But, you know, talk about a slow start for both these teams. Donovan West, their second, third, and fourth game of the year, they scored 0 points. 0-15 versus Onega, and 0-16 and 0-18 in back-to-back defeats versus McLeod. You know, talking about Horton, they have no wins so far on the year. They were able to battle out kind of closely against Pleasant Ridge They did still lose both matchups versus Pleasant Ridge, last opponent that they faced, but Pleasant Ridge, a team who's 3-1 in the NETL in softball, who were able to beat ACCHS the week prior. So Horton comes in tonight trying to look for their first win of the year. Dawson West trying to expand upon their one win against Valley Falls.
So we got a bit of a delay here. I just got an explanation from the umpire, and he said that they had the wrong home plate, and it was deemed unsafe to play on. So we got a new home plate out here. They're currently raking the dirt to make sure that everything is level, and they're measuring out the mound to make sure that we have the correct distance. So that's the delay here. We were scheduled for a 4:30 start, so that is what the delay is about. That gives some time to talk about our starters here, starting off with the visitors, Donovan West Mustangs. As mentioned, coming into this one, 1-7. Leading off and catching is number 7, Brennan Eady. Batting second and playing short is number 1, Brooklyn Denton. Batting third and pitching is number 4, Brooklyn Rawls. Batting cleanup, playing in third, is number 11, Maddie Helmstetter. Number 24 and playing in left field is Ella Haynes. Batting sixth and playing center field is number 32, Clara Fainer. Batting seventh and playing first is number 45, Kalen Miner. Batting 8th and DHing is number 23, Delaney Wagoner. And batting 9th and playing right field is number 12, Layla Kunertz. And at second base is Miley Harrell, who will not bat. So once again, the hitting order for Donica West. It's Eady, Denton, Rawls, Helmstetter, Haynes, Fainer, Miner, Wagoner, Kunertz. And the fielding situation for the home team, the Horton Chargers, coming to this one 0-6. Left to right in on the infield, you have Miller playing third, Bobby Becker at short, Hutchinson is at second, Cummins is at first. You have Alexis Becker on the rubber. Pomami is behind the plate. Bunk in left. Switch in center. And Wilson is in right. Looks like we are just about ready to go here in Horton. As mentioned, we have a little bit of a delay here with the home plate. Let's take a look at the standings. Starting off with the Northeast Kansas League, McLouth, the state champs from a year ago. Didn't quite get everybody back from last year after one of the most dominant performances start to finish from any team, from any sport. They are undefeated this year as well. They're 4-0 in league play, 8-0 overall. And a distant second is Pleasant Ridge. They're 3-1, 3-1 overall. And Jackson Heights Valley Falls currently unbeaten. Actually, yes, technically they would be in second place at 2-0 in league play. Jackson Heights is 5-1. Valley Falls is 3-1. Oskaloosa make that actually ACCHS is in fifth, 1-3, 1-5 overall. Oskaloosa, Jefferson County North are 0-2 in league play with the Bears 5-3 overall. JCN is 0-6 on the season, and Horton, they are in last, 0-4 league play, 0-6 overall. And in the TBL standings, two teams in first, tied. Onega, Valley Heights, 2-0, both are 4-2 overall as well. Centralia, Frankfurt, they have combined to make a softball team for this year. They have not played a league game, neither has Troy. The Centralia, Frankfurt team is 3-1 overall. Troy is 1-3 overall. Donovan West, Buzali Randolph, tied for fifth, 0-2 in league play. Donovan West is 1-7 overall. And Blue Valley Randolph has not played a non-league game, so they are 0-2 in league as well, or overall as well. These two teams are actually in the same regional as well, with Horton as of right now. If the season were to end today, they'd be taking on Jefferson County North in the play-in game to take on McLouth, the top seed. And as for Donovan West, they are the 7th seed, so they would get that first round bye, and they would be taking on Pleasant Ridge if the season were to end today. So some warm-up pitches coming up here from Alexis Becker, and we are ready to get this one underway. One more time for the hitting order for Donovan West. It's Eady, Denton, Rawls, Helmstetter, Haynes, Fainer, Miner, Wagoner, Kunertz. And behind the plate, getting Becker warmed up is Pomami. Getting ready for this one to get underway. Let's take a look at some of the stats here. First for Alexis Becker, the starting pitcher. Well, we don't have any pitching stats from them, but in her sixth game of the season, has an OPS of 286, so we'll get to see her bat coming up here shortly. As for Donovan West, leading off is Brennan Eady. On the season for her, she leads the team in batting average, batting .444 with an OPS of how about 1.323. That is spectacular. Twice as many hits as the second most on the team with 8. Also has a pair of doubles and triples with no strikeouts in 7 games. That is impressive stuff from her, and when she gets on base, she likes to run. She has 5 stolen bases on the season. All right, here we go. You hear the Donovan West bench chanting, and we are ready to go. A windy afternoon here in Horton, Kansas. First pitch is low and inside for ball one. Official start time, 4:38, so not too terribly long of a delay. Definitely could have been worse. Couple Charger defenders wearing jackets. It's a little chilly. Mainly that north wind that really making it a little bit colder than it would if they were not here. As Ole Miss up high makes it 2-0. Temperature in the low 60s. Hear that gust. There's the 2-0. And that one misses up and in for ball three. On the baseball diamond, Horton is taking on Moorhillman Academy. We'll see if I maybe can get occasional updates for you in that contest as well throughout our broadcast. There's 3-0 from Becker. And that one's in there for a strike. First one of the game for Becker. And in the hole is Brooklyn Rawls. She will be making her debut on the mound this season. That one's fouled, popped up straight in the air. It was playable, but Kiwami couldn't track it down, so it makes the count full. Solid job by Becker to come back from a 3-0 count to make it full. And the multi-sport athlete, superstar, and pretty much just about everything she plays in, stands back in the box. Off pitch, that one hit well, left field, and that is going to be over the head of actually center fielder JoJo Switch. Rounding first, heading for second, she's going to try for three. Here comes the throw, and it's not going to be in time. That's a stand-up leadoff triple for Brenna Eady, the starting catcher for the Mustangs.
One thing I want to mention about Brenna Eady is that she had a triple and a pair of doubles, and with the only win of the season versus Valley Falls that came out 10-8. And by the way, kind of talking about that Valley Falls matchup, they did lead that first game 6-0 in the bottom of the second, but they let up the lead and lost 7-6 the last bit of the game.
First pitch misses up high, almost the same spot in which Eady hit that ball to center field to get a leadoff triple as Edie's third triple of the season. So Brooklyn Denton stands in, batting 167 on the young season. That one misses in for a 2-0 count. Three hits, three RBI, looking for a fourth right here to tie the team lead. Also leads the team with seven runs. That one's in there for a strike, but dropped by the catcher Pamami. And this Horton team has had a rough year so far, offensively and defensively, hoping to kind of turn that around here and get their first win program history, but that hits the batter. And that's a live ball. Eady could have, oh wait, no, actually it's a dead ball. Beg your pardon. Sorry, didn't know my rules there. Dead ball once the batter is hit, so Eady has to go back to third. She was heading for home as it hits Denton, so it hit by pitch. And runners will be on the corners with nobody out for Brooklyn Rawls.
If you like that effort from Brenna Eady, getting already ready to steal that home plate.
Eady over there at third. That one misses up. Easy steal as Denton takes off as soon as the pitch is released. And both runners will be in scoring position.
That was one thing when it's up to Jamboree, Atchison, Hiawatha, and Horton all here just a month ago. Is stealing that was really the problem with Horton is that they just allowed really easy steals from first to second.
That was the ninth steal of the season for Denton. As for Rawls, looking at her stats on the year, batting 071. One hit, love to change that right here, as she was fooled by the off-speed pitch, swung and missed. That makes it 1-2. Becker unloads, swing and miss. Strike three, out number one. Much needed out for the Chargers.
Yeah, or I was just taking way too early of a swing, probably about half foot off from it, just a little early.
Nice off-speed pitch that time by Becker. Second fastball, and this is Maddie Helmstetter. First pitch to her, in there, strike one. The schedule for Donovan West, as mentioned, they defeated Valley Falls on Monday, 10-8. They lost the other game in that doubleheader, 7-6. That was the first game they dropped, as that is fouled. That makes it 0-2 on Helmstetter. Previous defeats include to Onega in their first game of the season back on March 19th, and then they lost to McLeod in a couple of tough ones. And then their most recent outing was a couple days ago against Riverside as she swings and misses for out number two. That's another off-speed pitch by Becker, so two gone. As for Horton, they lost all three of their doubleheaders to Sabetha, Valley Falls, and Pleasant Ridge, which they put up some solid hitting numbers against P. Ridge in their most recent outing on Monday. They put up 15 runs in that doubleheader. Here's a ground ball right back to Becker. Keeps it in front of her. Underhand flip to first is in time for the final outs. So after allowing a leadoff triple and a hit by pitch, retires the next three and leaves them on second and third. We'll go to the bottom of the second. No score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
KNZA.
No scores to go to the bottom of the second. Horton at the plate for the first time this afternoon. Let's take a look at the hitting orders. Leading off in pitching is Alexis Becker. Batting second and playing first is Cheyenne Cummins. Batting third and playing short is Bobby Becker. Batting cleanup and catching is Layla Pamami. Batting fifth and playing third is Rylan Miller. Batting sixth and playing left is Haley Funk. Batting 7th and playing center field is JoJo Switch. Batting 8th and playing 2nd is Cheyenne Hutchinson. And batting 9th and playing right field is Allie Wilson. And Brooklyn Rawls on the rubber for Donovan West for the first time this season. Kind of hoping that things go a little bit differently than how the rest of the season has gone in terms of pitching. It's been a rough year for them. A 10-21 ERA as a team in their 35 innings pitched between a couple of combined pitchers. 297 whip and an opponent batting average of 378. So trying to turn their fortunes around. Maybe it will be against Horton, as Horton has really struggled at the plate. Only two players have multiple hits this season. Only 13 hits all year for Horton, and only one extra base hit. That was a home run by Bobby Becker. That was on Monday. So here we go. Alexis Becker stands in, looking for her first hit of the season. That first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Does have a couple runs. It's reached on some walks this season. Team is batting a collective 173 with an OPS of just 634, as that one misses up and in. So they get on base with some walks, but it's kind of been a difficult time getting the bat on the ball and putting it in play, getting through the fielders. That one misses down low for ball two. So Becker trying to help her own cause. Did a solid job in the top of the first inning after allowing a leadoff triple and hitting the second batter, going strikeout, ground outs, and end the threats. Even two runners on base. That one misses up. That was a four-pitch walk, and Becker reaches. And Cheyenne Cummins now comes to the plate. One hit out of 10 tries. She does have 21 runs, which kind of really stands out. Actually, no, I think that's actually an error. That's a typo that was sent. They have 17 total runs, but for somehow she has 21. I don't think that's clear. I think she does have two runs, I believe, is what it actually is. As on fouled off the first base side. And that'll be strike one. Got the purple helmet. And is rocking the Horton Chargers softball jacket. As mentioned, it is pretty chilly here this afternoon. The 0-1 pitch from Brooklyn Rawls. That one jammed right back to the pitcher. Backspin. Fields it cleanly. Throw to first in time for the out. And Becker reaches second on the fielder's choice.
Yeah, it's kind of what you mentioned. Horton only scoring 17 runs in the year. They've allowed 99 runs total in the year. Donovan West, they've put up 34 runs total in the year, and they've let up 102 runs total.
Bobby Becker, the shortstop, comes to the plate, trying to get the first run of our ball game. First pitch, someone just misses inside. Brennan Edie trying to frame it. Let's take a look at the fielders for Donovan West. As I mentioned, Edie and Rawls complete the battery from left to right in the infield. Helmstetter at third, Denton at second, Harrell at second, and Miner at first, as the 2-0 pitch that misses outside, or actually 1-0 pitch misses outside, make it 2-0. And the outfield is consisted of Haynes in left, Fainter in center, and Cooner in right. 2-0 pitch from Rawls. Oh, misses low and in, ball three. Becker over there at second, reaching on a walk, getting to second on the fielder's choice. One gone here, bottom of the second, no score. 3-0, grounded foul behind home plate. I make it 3-1. Fastball from Rawls that time, just trying to get on the strike category. Becker digs back in. Low and in, ball four. Second walk of the game. And that will bring up the cleanup hitter, Layla Pomami, the catcher. Batting 364 this season in the cleanup hitter for, or the cleanup spot for a reason. Four hits on the year. Couple of RBI. First pitch. Behind on that fastball. Swing and a miss. Got a rainbow colored bat. That one a little bit late, but in play. It grounded the first baseman. And Miner touches the bag for out number two. Both runners will advance on the fielder's choice. And that will bring up Riley Miller. Trying to get Horton on the board. So unassisted three put out from Pomami. First pitch, that misses up. Miller on the season, looking for a first hit of the year. Pitch from Rawls, that's down the dirt. Ball two. Two gone. Runners on second and third. Bottom of one, no score. Donovan from what? From Horton. Softball is that one in there for a strike. Nice pitch. Off speeder that time from Rawls. Kind of buckled up Miller a little bit. Was not expecting it. 2-1, opposite way, fouled. And that makes it 2-2. So now one strike away from getting out of the jam. Here's the pitch. That's low for ball three. Count is now full on Riley Miller. Third baseman for the Chargers, rocking the jacket as well. Three, two, bloop foul to the Donovan West dugout. We'll do it again. Both teams hoping a win or two this afternoon can kind of catapult themselves the rest of the 2024 season. Both in their third year as a program. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Miller down on strikes, no runs. We go to the second here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Scoreless here, high school softball on KNZA, Donovan West at Horton. Top of the second we go, it's going to be Fainter, Miner, and then Wagoner hitting for the Mustangs. That will be how we start this one. And a terrific top of the first for Becker after a rough start. Went triple and hit by pitch, but then it was strikeout, strikeout, ground out. Get out of the jam. So Fainter comes to the plate. On the season, batting 167, two hits on the year, three RBI. Does have a 778 OPS, so she has walked a few times. First pitch. And this is up high for a ball. I wish we could calculate OPS plus. I love OPS plus, but we don't have like league averages, so we can't do that stat, unfortunately. This is low and in. And that kind of is, to me, it's kind of like the QBR in football. It's kind of like the scale of 1 to 100, how are you doing? If you're at 100, you're right there. You're doing pretty good at 100. If you go above that, you're doing really good. Below that, you're kind of in trouble a little bit. So I like that stat. We here in the sports business love round numbers. to a pitch misses up high for ball three for Alexis Becker to Clara Fainer. Pitch swung on, hit to left center field, playable, but dropped by JoJo Switch, the center fielder for Horton. And that will be a stand-up, let's call that a double, for Clara Fainer. Her third hit of the season and her first double of the year. She had a triple earlier this season. Her first two-bagger. Now bring up Kaylin Miner, first baseman for the Mustangs. 1-for-10 on the season so far. A swinging bunt is fouled straight back for strike one.
Important here that this inning, Nelson West doesn't make a repeat of last inning where you get a guy on, or a girl on third, a girl on second, you know, with no outs, and then, well, can't make anything of it.
Slap right back to the pitcher. That's going to be caught. Route number one, and you're absolutely right. You got to take advantage of those base runners when you have them.
And Horton, you know, they're off to a pretty good start right now. And if you're comparing competition that they've competed against the year, Horton, they did not do very well against Valley Falls, whereas Nelson West, they did do very good against Valley Falls. And so far, early in the game, it's 0-0 the score, and a lot of players have been left on base.
First pitch swing and a miss. Behind it was Delaney Wagner for strike one. And like you were saying, I mean, you put the ducks on the pond doesn't mean you're necessarily going to get that bread. You know what I'm saying? No? Nothing? All right.
No.
Wagner batting 111 on the season. That one misses inside. I just thought of that. Just ducks on the pond and then get that bread. I got to combine the two somehow and, you know, try to make it work. But
I'm just hungry for bread now.
Here's the windup and the 1-1. That one up in the zone, but in there for a strike. So leadoff double by Clara Fainer. One gone here in the top of the second. 1-2 pitch from Alexis Becker from the Chargers. Swing and a miss. It's dropped, though, so running for first. Not covering the bag, but tagging her out. Rounding third and heading home. And this is going to be not in time. It's too tall. And there's our first run of the ball game on the strikeout from Delaney Wagoner. That's heads-up base running by Clara Fainer to score, making it 1-0.
Yeah, Clara Fainer, who was the first up at bat in the second inning, she got a double to get the second base, and here now she's able to steal home.
It'll actually go down as an E3. It's not necessarily quite a steal, but first pitch, missing ball one to Layla Kunertz. Very nice, playing in right field this afternoon. That 1-0 misses outside, ball two. Miley Harrell for Donovan West, not batting, but playing second base. 2-0. That misses for ball three, same spot. Good patience by the Mustang right fielder. Lefty stands in. Here's the pitch from Becker. That's in there for a strike, a little bit up in the zone. They called for a strike. Three, one, swing and a miss. Way behind on that fastball, making 3-2. Kind of a half-hearted swing. I think she didn't really want to swing, but then she kind of saw that it was a strike. It was too late. Yeah, pitch behind on that fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. So just like last inning, three consecutive outs, but a run on the board for the Mustangs. 1-0 will go to the bottom of the second coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1-0, Donovan West with a lead against Horton High School softball here on KNZA. Jarrett Sluppy, Crittenden Prophet, Kurt Kilman back in the booth. And leading off for the Chargers here at the bottom of the second is Haley Bunk, left fielder, batting in the sixth spot. First pitch in there, strike one from Brooklyn Rawls, who had a pretty solid inning number one. Gave up a leadoff walk, gave up a one-out walk, but then a ground out and a strikeout to get out of the inning. As that one popped out of play, makes it 0-2.
Tell you what, Rawls starts this bottom of the second inning pretty nice, 2-1 straight down the middle, a little more control, a little more speed on the ball. You saw in that kind of that first inning, she was kind of aiming a little low with it and got some runners on base, but here, easy control here to start the game early.
Blooper, shallow, for right side, excuse me, is caught on the fly by Harold, the second baseman, for out number one. So no hits so far today for the Chargers. Looking for their first one. And JoJo Switch will come to the plate. She has one hit on the year. Has a run as well. As mentioned, it's been a rough season offensively for the Chargers. The 13 hits just coming into today as that one misses up high, averaging 2.8 runs per game and just 2.2 hits per game. Now misses down low, ball two. Switch, center fielder for the Chargers, stands back in. That's down low. Rawls really liking to work quickly on the rubber, not wasting any time in between pitches, and she's right back at it. That's low, actually hits her, so she'll be awarded first base. It skips and hit her on her left ankle, it looks like. She'll jog over down to first base on a hit-by-pitch.
You mentioned Rawls kind of speeding up her pitches here. Maybe just take a little break, slow down just a little bit, get some more control under it. You saw the first two pitches very nice and under control, and then to kind of follow that up. Now, you know, a little less control, more speed, but just the overall motion.
I'll bring up Cheyenne Hutchinson, the second baseman. You hear the wind persisting behind us. And the first pitch misses down low for ball one. Hutchinson also looking for her first hit of the young season. Allen hits her as well. So they're going to have two runners aboard. Both on hit by pitches. Got her on the hip. The right-handed batter, and that will bring up Allie Wilson, the right fielder. Umpire making sure that she's okay and we're good to go. So the ball field, by the way, is kind of facing off towards the southwest, so the wind's coming from behind us. Elmis is down low for ball one. So it's beneficial if you're a pull hitter, hit out to left field. Gets more carry behind it. And that one in there for a strike. And we kind of saw that with Brenna Edie's triple. That ball kind of carried a bit as it went towards left center field. Went over the head of the center fielder. That is a swing and a miss behind on that pitch. Down the count, 1-2. Pitch from Rawls. Runners on first and second and one out. Swing and a miss. Fastball high in the zone. And down on strikes goes Wilson, and that will bring up Alexis Becker, trying to help out her own cause here. Walked in the first inning and was stranded on third after reaching second and third, both on fielder's choices. That ball pops up in the air, out of play behind us. Heads up. That almost hit the first base coach from Mohammed Academy. There's a baseball game going on behind us.
I checked out that game just a little bit ago. Mar Hill was up 1-0 against Horton in the second inning.
I'll keep an eye on that one. Same spot, heads up. We got another one.
Might be collecting some souvenirs over there if you're the first baseman, Coach.
They used to be able to turn them in and get a quarter or get a snow cone or something like that. I don't know if they have that deal going on.
Just take a time out mid-game. Hey, players, got to give me a snow cone.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Ahead of it. Swing and a miss. Down in the zone. strike three, and that will end the threat in the second inning. 1-0 Donovan West will go to the third, coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Savetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Savetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Savetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
We play two full innings here in Horton. The Chargers are currently trailing Donovan West 1-0. As that lone run coming from Clara Fainter, she had a double, and she came home on an error on a strikeout of Delaney Wagoner. She got to third off of the drop strike three, and then the throw home was wide of the mark. And that is our lone run of the ball game. So leading off for Donovan West to start the third, it'll be the top of the order with Brennan Eady leading off, who had a leadoff triple to start our ball game. Brooklyn Denton on deck and Brooklyn Rawls in the hole. So Eady. Eady will lead off for Fish from Becker. That one misses outside for ball one. After that first pitch missing, that one misses inside ball two. So kind of talked about that first at bat for Brennan Eady about the effects of the wind as the ball went over the head of JoJo Switch, the center fielder from Horton, who's playing a little bit shallow. The ball popped up in the air, might stay in on the infield in the middle, and that will be caught by the shortstop Bobby Becker for out number one.
That seems kind of like a heads-up play, but good communication just on the infield. Bobby Becker, you know, calling for the ball and getting it from near the pitcher's mound. Just nice little catch in the glove.
Hutchinson being called off by Becker. Mentioned the communication. That brings up Brooklyn Denton. She was hit by a pitcher first time and stole second. That pitch low and swung on and missed for strike one. Might have caught a piece of it. I think the umpire said that was a foul tip there. But a swing and miss. Denton digs back in, rips that one, and the shortstop, that's caught on the line for at number two. Well done. Another defensive play there for Bobby Becker. That will bring up Brooklyn Rawls, trying to help her own cause here, struck out her first time. As for Becker, she's trying to go 1-2-3 here. First pitch, swung on and missed behind that one. Or excuse me, a little bit ahead of that one. Becker has been throwing a little bit more off-speed stuff than Rawls has. Swing and a miss. Strike two. She's chewing on her jersey as she took that swing. Puts it back in her mouth. That's kind of interesting. I don't think I've ever seen that before.
Those players' lucky charms.
Yeah, I mean, you've got, got the superstition sort of thing. One and two. Pitch, foul and foul straight back, foul tip. We'll do it again, 1-2. Empty bases, two gone. Top of three. Chargers trying to go 1-2-3 here. Couple defensive plays from Bobby Becker. 1-2, nice breaking pitch in there, strike three, got her looking. And down go the Mustangs in order. Into the top of the third. We go to the bottom, 1-0 D West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
KNZA.
1-0. Donovan West leading on the road here at Horton. High school softball here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy alongside Brendan Prophet. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. Go to the bottom of the third, where it's going to be Cheyenne Cummins leading off for the Chargers. Bobby Becker on deck and Layla Pamami in the hole. Chargers still looking for their first hit of the ball game. Rawls has allowed a couple of walks and hit by pitches in her season debut.
Tell you what, it's important for Horton to get some runs in here. They've left two runners on base in the first inning and in the second one, so four altogether. It's like you said, get some hits and get some runs in. Especially if you want to keep trying to be competitive here against Dolphin West. I mean, pitching has been quite decent for Horton so far, and keeping it a fair game, 1-0 going up into the third.
First pitch to Cummins on the way, kind of a check swing, but right back to the pitcher. Rawls throws the first in time for out number one. And back-to-back at-bats for Cummins, getting put out 1-3. And that'll bring up Becker, walked her first time up, stranded at second. Wearing a white helmet with some light green kind of on top and on the side, and a kind of a flower pattern on the back right portion of the helmet as it skips in there for ball one. Brennan Eady, the catcher for the Mustangs, sliding to her left to scoop that one up. 1-0, that one hit right back again to Rawls. Flip over to first in time. Route number two, a couple of nice plays from Rawls. And that will bring up Pamami. And just like the Chargers defense in the top of the third, trying to go 1-2-3 or the Mustangs defense. Pamami grounded to first. Unassisted three put out in the first innings. That one fell straight back. And strike one is that the ball kind of ricochets back awkwardly. Pretty minimal space between the catcher and the backstop, so something to keep an eye out if there's a wild pitch or a pass ball as that pitch misses up to even the count 1-1. The wood boards are kind of protecting the chain link fence. Some fields don't have that protecting there. That is grounded foul, third base side. Sometimes they just let the chain link fence do its thing and let it skip all over Kingdom Come, and it makes things really interesting. But the wood boards make it a lot more predictable. Falls back on the rubber. Wind up and the 1-1 pitch. And that hits her left eye. And she'll reach for the first time today and breaks up the perfect inning that Rawls had going.
Yeah, Rawls was really starting to kind of get into a rhythm and then sadly went back to the hit by pitch. You know, I was assuming Dolphin West maybe would have been able to come up an inning without allowing a Horton Charger to be left on base, but here they have one on first.
Robin Miller back to the plate for the second time today. He struck out his first time, her first time, his first pitch in their strike one. And I think we had a balk. And that will allow Pamami to get over to second base. So that's going to be a balk. And it'll be a runner in scoring position. Now this is... It actually, is that hit her? Yes, it does. That hits her.
Yeah, it kind of went off her, I believe, the left knee. It skipped quite close, but I'm going to say left knee.
That's the fourth hit batter of the game for Brooklyn Rawls. Mentioned her season debut. She still hasn't allowed a hit yet, though. Haley Bunk to the plate for the second time today. Hopped out to the second baseman. Here is the grounder. Third baseman throw on to the first baseman, and that is in time for the final out. Nice play by Helmstetter. And Miner came up with the catch, and that ends the threat. Two more left on base, just like the first and second innings. No hits, no runs. We go to the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're invited to the Barn Open House in Sabetha. It's Bruick Oil's grand reopening at their Highway 75 location in Sabetha. Friday, April 19th between 10 and 2. Our radio station will be broadcasting live. There'll be food, fun, prizes, and check out all the new products and services that Bruick offers in their brand new building in Sabetha. It's the Barn Open House at Bruick Oil, Friday, April 19th from 10 to 2. Come join us and follow Bruick Oil on Facebook for drawing entries and more info.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
KNZA.
We go to the fourth. It will be the middle of the batting order coming up for the Mustangs. Down at the West, leading Horton 1-0, high school softball here on KNZA. Maddie Helmstetter leads it off. Ella Haynes on deck. Clara Fainer in the hole. Not a whole lot of offense for either team so far, just two hits combined. We had a double from Fainer and a triple to lead off the game from Brenna Eady. Nothing other than that, though. That ball is hit to left field. Playable for Bunkin. It's over her head. She misread it. That's going to be an extra base hit for Maddie Helmstetter. And she is in there for a stand-up double. Again, that wind kind of carrying it a little bit. Bunk misread it. Second time today we've seen a ball hit over the head of a Charger outfielder. And that will bring up Ella Haynes with a runner in scoring position with nobody out, just like the top of the first. First pitch to Haynes in there, strike one. Haynes grounded out to the pitcher, her first time up. Speaking of the pitcher, Becker had a pretty solid outing so far. That one misses up in the zone. No earned runs so far. The only run she allowed was on an error. It was on a drop, strike three. It threw down to first, and the throw from first to home was too tall. That ball hit right back to the pitcher again. Through the legs, though, of Becker, and everybody's safe. That'll be an E1, second error of the day for the Chargers.
Yeah, that simple heads-up play just to catch the grounder right in front of you, in front of the pitcher's mound, throw it right to first. Couldn't make the play, though, and now puts runners both the corners.
And now bring up Fainer. Had that double her first time up. Love to get another one here. Is that one low in the dirt? And an easy steal for Ella Haynes as the ball was dropped by Pumami, and she had a tough time picking it up. And Ella Haynes with her first steal of the season. Now this is up high. Makes it 2-0. So runners on second and third. Nobody out. Top of four. Add to their lead as that ball hit well to left field, but it is hit and is out of the glove of JoJo Switch. He drops it, and one run will score, rounding third, heading for home, and scoring is Ella Haynes, and it is 3-0 in favor of Donovan West. Now be an E8. So all of the runs allowed have been unearned. And Fainer gets all the way to third on the fielder's choice as the throw comes home. Not going to get RBIs, but that ball is hit to right field this time, and that ball is going to be dropped. And getting to second safely is Kalen Miner.
Tell you what, it's a rough day so far early for Horton. I'm counting four drops from the outfield and no complete catches from the outfield so far today, and we're in inning four here.
Three errors this inning, four on the game for the Charger defense. First pitch in there, strike one to Delaney Wagoner, who struck out her first time up. The Miner, the lone base runner on second. Still nobody out here in the top of the fourth. 4-0 now the lead for Donovan West. That ball is fully grounded right in front of home plate. Underhand throw is across her body all the way on the left side of the pitcher's mound. Was she safe or was she out? I didn't see the call.
And she's out. Yeah, third base coach is the one to
that was an interesting decision. Is if it was hit closer to the first base side, the flip makes more sense. But shoot, that ball is grounded in front of home plate on the third base side. She underhanded it about, 30 feet?
Yeah, I think I could have probably went to town and back next time we got the first. We got the out, though.
So one out now to Layla Cooner, who takes strike one up in the zone. And Kaylin Miner advances to third on the fielder's choice. That one up in the zone, missing. Even count, one and one. So 4-0, Donovan West. 3 runs here in the top of the fourth. Ball hit in the outfield. Should bring home a 5th run. That misses down low, ball 2. Still no earned runs for Alexis Becker. That one fouled straight back to the screen, makes it 2-2. Becker trying to collect herself here. Here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss, behind on that pitch. And a big out, number 2, and that will bring up Brenna Eady. 1-for-2 so far, triple to lead off the game. Popped out in the infield her second time up. Now with the runner on third, a prime opportunity to bring home her second run batted in. And that one misses inside. So she's had plenty of hits this year, batting .444 coming into today, but only one RBI coming into the game. Now misses low and in for ball 2. So Brooklyn Denton on deck, 2 outs here, top of 4, runner on 3rd. Eady at the plate. Here comes the pitch from Alexis Becker. That ball ripped into left field, base hit past the shortstop Bobby Becker. And that will be the second RBI of the season for Brenna Eady.
Oh, Brenna Eady, great softball player and a great hitter for this team. She was really able to have a spectacular superstar showcase versus Valley Falls and win 10-8. I kind of mentioned that earlier on this season where she had a triple and then 2 doubles, and here she's already made a big influence.
That's the first multi-hit game for today. Is that one fouled off the foot of Brooklyn Denton, who is 0-for-1 with a hit-by-pitch and a line-out in the infield. Eady was going. She's going to go back to first. Eady with 5 stolen bases on the year will keep an eye out on her. Third most on the team. There she goes. That one misses up high. Here's the throw down to second, and that is going to be not in time. Dropped. It was close. Hutchinson couldn't quite squeeze it, and that will be the 6th stolen base of the season for the Donovan West catcher. Denton, the shortstop, digs back in on the 1-1 pitch. Here it comes. That ball pops straight into the screen for strike 2. That was a pretty solid throw by Pamami down to second. It was right on the money. Kind of a bang-bang play, but Hutchinson, unfortunately, for Horton, couldn't quite squeeze it. And here now is the 1-2. That ball rips past the third baseman, Miller. Rounding third, here comes Eady, and she'll score as it goes through the legs and left field of Bunk. But it's an RBI double for Brooklyn Denton. It's now 6-1.
That'll be the first earned run here of the game. Good, solid hit from Denton.
And that'll bring up Brooklyn Rawls. And on deck is Maddie Helmstetter, who started this inning as the first pitch is a pass ball as Mommy couldn't quite field it, going to her left. It kind of skipped in and kept in front of her, but heading down to third is Brooklyn Denton on a pass ball. And that one missing inside, 4 ball as well, makes it 2-0. Rawls 0-for-2, a couple strikeouts, hoping to change your fortune right here. 6-0 Donovan West, a 5-run fourth inning. Foul straight back to the screen. Makes it 2-1. The games going on in the area today in the NEKL, ACCHS at Oskaloosa, McLeod at Valley Falls. No other TVL teams in action. That ball hit right back to the third baseman, dropped by Miller. Another error for the Horton defense, and now heading for second and going to get there safely is Brooklyn Rawls.
Tell you what, it's been a great inning so far here for Jonathan West. They were able to get one earned run and then, you know, also to collectively add on five unearned runs with all the errors that Horton have collected so far in the inning.
So that brings up Helmstetter for the second time this inning, and that ball grounded. Fair ball, but fielded and flipped back to the pitcher. No play. That's going to be an infield single. Rawls off to third. She wasn't paying attention. That was just not a heads-up play that time by Miller. After the error, Helmstetter with an infield single.
Don West, they've been sending that two outs for quite a while now.
They sure have. Ella Haynes to the plate. That ball fouled out of play for strike one. Her first at bat of the inning, she reached on an error. Nellon misses inside for a ball. Easy steal for Helmstetter on to second. And Helmstetter with her third stolen base on the season. It's 7-0. Donovan West, the sixth run, top of the fourth for the Mustangs. There's on second and third, two outs. Blowing in, missing. Evens the count, one and one. Oh, two and one, they beg your pardon. Pitch from Becker. That one hit the air. Right field. Playable for Wilson. And that's just in front of her, actually. Didn't quite have a beat on it. That's going to be an RBI single. And rounding third, heading for home and scoring is Helmstetter. So it's a two RBI single. And it's now 9-0.
What a dominant inning for Dawson West. Eight runs here in just the top of the fourth.
Prior to this inning, they had just two hits. And they have six here in this inning. Is that one in there? Strike one to Clara Fainter.
Tell you what, that speaks a lot about their confidence, just being able to settle in and being a little more comfortable, especially with the changeups that, you know, Becker's been kind of throwing here and the off-speed pitches.
Miss inside, throw down to second, not in time, and a stolen base for Ella Haynes. That is the first stolen base of the season for Haynes. This counted, by the way, five hits in this inning. Five errors for Horton in this inning as well. That ball hit foul territory, third base side, no play. Makes it one and two. The Fainter is one for two. A double in the second inning. She scored. And then earlier this inning, she reached on an error in center field and scored on an error in right field. 1-2 pitch. That misses up. Four ball two, evens the count. And like you said, Corinne, it's been sitting at two outs for quite a while now for the past five batters. They've gotten five on base in a row. That ball slowly grounded to Miller. And having a tough time fielding it, throw on to first is not going to be in time. And everybody's going to be safe. And that'll be another error for Horton as Haynes is on to third on the E5. That's the sixth error in the inning, seventh of the ball game for the Chargers, and that will bring up Kaylin Miner. Now this is low and away. She's 0 for 2. She reached on an error earlier this inning and came home and scored. And that was on the RBI single from Brenna Eady. 9-0 Donovan West. Now this is high and outside for a ball. Good ball, 2-0. Miner, the third baseman for the Mustangs. That ball swung on, a ball that was up in the zone and fouled straight back. Takes a 2-1. I think it might have caught a piece of Hamami. Umpire making sure that she's okay. Looks like we're all right. That would have been ball three, but she decided to take a hack and just caught a little piece of it. 2-1 pitch. And that one is up and in. And she was trying to duck out of the way. She let the bat get in the way. And that'll be a foul tip. Make it 2-2. Hate when that happens.
Yes, for a second there, I thought I almost hit her on the shoulder, but yeah, it definitely got the bat. So here's the 2-2, one strike away for Becker from getting out of this inning. That ball is hit right side, and that is caught in right field by Wilson for the final out. But an 8-run inning for Donovan West's offense. They lead 9-0. We will go to the bottom of the fourth coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Now we can go.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Kansaland Radio.
9-0. Donovan West leading Horton on the road. High school softball here on KNZA. So leading off for the Chargers, their half of the fourth inning, it's JoJo Switch. It's the bottom of the order, 7-8-9. Switch now in her second plate appearance, hit by a pitch in her first time up. And that one missing four, ball one. Brooklyn Rawls pitching a heck of a game, has allowed six base runners, four of them hit by pitches, two walks, no hits. That one misses low and in, four, ball two. Navy on Navy uniforms for Donovan West with the orange letters and numbers. That pitch in there for strike one. Got the orange socks as well. All of them are the old school of having the pant legs rolled up to the knees as that ball popped up and out of play. Well, not quite out of play, but still foul, making it 2-2. As for Horton, they have also the pants rolled up just a little bit for their blue socks with their gray on gray uniforms. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Brooklyn Rawls. That's in the dirt. That one bounced about 5 feet in front of home plate, and that makes count full. 8-run inning for Donovan West in the top half of the fourth. 6 errors, 5 hits. 2 left on base. That one misses up and in for ball four. And Switch, for the second time today, reaches safely. That'll bring up Cheyenne Hutchinson. She also was hit by a pitch her first time up. That was back in the second inning. This pitch, that misses down low, ball one.
Rawls now just kind of getting a little too low on all of her pitches here. Trying to get a little more control on it, look towards more the middle.
Up and in. Missing for ball one. Excuse me, ball two. To a pitch from Rawls. That one's in there for a strike. And this is low as well. Ball three. Up next for Horton, they got McLeod. That's going to be a tough game for the Chargers. As mentioned, they are undefeated 8-0, the reigning state champs. As for Donovan West, they'll get Centralia Frankfurt for the first time as that one misses low for a 5-pitch walk to Hutchinson. And Switch will go down to second.
Yeah, you know, as I say, a tough competition against McLeod. Just for Chargers, it gets really everybody. McLeod, a powerhouse team who really can battle out a lot of really any opponents.
Allie Wilson played for the second time. That one misses low, ball one. She struck out her first time. So runners on first and second with nobody out. This is inside for ball two. Again, this is the season debut for Brooklyn Rawls on the mound for Donovan West. Doing a pretty solid job so far. Keeping him off the scoreboard.
Misses up in the zone for ball three. She's struggling a little bit finding the strike zone here. Back-to-back walks to start this fourth inning. The pitch. Now misses low. Four-pitch walk. So a six-pitch walk, a five-pitch walk, and a four-pitch walk. And the bases are juiced for the first time this afternoon.
There hasn't been a mound meeting at all in this game yet. We're in the bottom of the fourth.
And speak of the devil.
Looks like we're going to get one.
Let's go and step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
KNZA.
Back here in the bottom of the fourth, where Donovan West leading Horton 9-0. High school softball here on KNZA. Bases are loaded, though, for the Chargers. Alexis Becker comes to the plate for the third time today. That one misses down low as the Chargers have went through the batting order twice. Becker 0-1, a walk and a strikeout. She was stranded on third back in the first inning. And that one hits her, and that will be a run for the Chargers.
They were Donovan West. They just had their mound meeting, and they elected to keep Rawls up there, and now she allows the first run here on a hit-by-pitch for Horton.
You don't see as many pitching changes in softball just because the pitching counts can go higher, and you like to kind of save your arms since it's a doubleheader, the first pitch in their strike one. It's pretty common for pitchers to pitch the entirety of the ball game, and relievers aren't too common. But if the necessary changes need to be made, then Boston might see that as a grounded foul third base side by Cheyenne Cummings, who was 0-2 on the day, a couple ground outs right back to Rawls.
And right now for Horton, there's no outs right now, and bases are loaded.
Alexis Becker got an RBI and a hit by pitch. That ball grounded to the shortstop Denton, and looking at her options, throws the third, and not in time. Everybody's safe, an infield single for Cheyenne Cummins. That's the first hit of the day for Horton, and it is now 9-2.
I think Denton wasn't really sure where she wanted to throw the ball to, made a decision for the third base. He was a little too low on the pass.
First pitch to Bobby Becker popped up and caught by the second baseman Harrell, and they're going to go ahead and keep Wilson over there at third. Nice heads-up play by Harrell. Tough play to make. As mentioned, the wind blowing out. And that will bring up Layla Pomami for the third time today. She's 0-1, hit by pitch, and a ground out. 9-2, Donovan West with the lead. First pitch to her. Just a touch outside, ball one. Pomami was stranded on second. She reached second on a balk. 1-0. That one misses low and in. 4-2. One out. Bases still loaded. Chargers trying to make up some ground here after falling behind 9-0. It's now 9-2. Now it hits her, and that's going to be another run off a hit by pitch.
So Horton, so far in this inning, they've been able to get their first hit with the single, and they've been able to get two unearned runs, and here this would be the second unearned run to add to the unearned and earned run.
And we're going to have a pitching change, and Rawls Day will be done, as there were two hit-by-pitches and three walks and a hit in this inning, and that will do it for Rawls. Let's step aside for 60 seconds for the pitching change here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance. Performance in Centralia.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Jonathan West will go to the bullpen. It'll be J.C. Cluck coming in. 9-2, our score, bases loaded. I make that 9-3, actually. All 3 runs coming here in this half inning for the Chargers. And looking at J.C. Cluck's numbers, this will be her 6th game that she has pitched in this season. First pitch bounces in there, ball 1 to Rylan Miller, who is 0-for-1 of the day, hit by pitch and a strikeout. She has a current record of 1-2. This is her 2nd relief appearance of the ballgame, as that one misses down for ball 2. ERA of 13.53, a whip of 3.13, and an opponent batting average of 3.82. 18 walks, 15 strikeouts, 29 earned runs, and 29 hits. Swing and a miss, off-speed pitch for strike 1. Mustangs trying to hold on after a solid start. Brooklyn Rawls allowed 3 consecutive walks. Hit by pitch. That brought home a run as that one misses down low for ball 3. Then an RBI single. And then another hit by pitch with the bases loaded. Three-one pitch from Cluck. In there for a strike. That was pretty low in the zone. Tough call. The count is now full.
Tell you what, this is a very tough situation to be put into as what I'm assuming a closer for the pitcher.
That's down for ball 4, and that will bring home a run. And it'll be Becker scoring, and that makes it 9-4.
Just kind of continuing on my point, yeah, it's a hard situation for J.C. Cluck to come in here. You got bases loaded, only a 1 out to kind of work with.
So I don't think she's technically a closer, but this is her 2nd relief appearance of the season. Her and Fainer are the only 2 pitchers that have experience coming into today's game. That one misses inside ball 1 to Haley Bunk. Fainer has currently 20 innings under her belt this season, has pitched in 6 of their 8 games. And a quick throw down to third. They got her on a pickoff, and she is out. Heads up play by Brenna Eady on the pitch that missed down low. She threw down to third and threw out Cheyenne Cummins for out number 2. Terrific heads-up play by Brenna Eady. So 2 gone. Here is the 2-0 pitch to Bunk. That ball fouled off of her shin. Now make it 2-1. And that kind of play just sparks confidence throughout the defense. And sometimes can even carry over to the offensive side as well. And would like that to try to possibly end this game early with a run rule if they can get another inning like they got last inning. This one grounded off home plate to the third baseman, throw on the run in time. Nice play by Helmstetter for the final out. And Donovan West will hold on to a 9-4 lead. And we will go to the 5th back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most checkups aren't something you look forward to, but they are extremely important. You see your doctor or dentist annually, but what about your insurance agent? The professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha invite you to stop by to review your needs, operation, and coverages. You could learn some helpful information. Call Kansas Insurance at 785-284-7611 to schedule your insurance checkup today. That's 785-284-7611.
Do you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the Tech Centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
We played four. Our score, Donovan West 9, Horton 4. The Chargers getting 4 runs in the bottom of the fourth. And, Crittenden, how important was that inning for the Chargers?
Well, it was not only an important inning for the Chargers, but also for Donovan West. And we'll talk about the Chargers real quick. Yeah, they were able to get four runs in that inning. One single, I do believe, it's only one hit considered. But overall, they had a really nice inning, driving in the 4 runs. And you know, Rouse, she had to get taken out. Cluck had to go in. And there were some the plays that were able to kind of help the relief pitcher that came in. But also, don't forget that was also a great inning, going back to the top of the fourth. For Donovan West, they put up 8 runs in the fourth, and in reply, Horton was able to put up 4. So we'll see if this game becomes a little more competitive as we're coming in here to possibly the last 3 innings of the game tonight.
Donovan West trying to add on some more runs here, and after an 8-run fourth inning, first pitch to Delaney Wagoner in there, strike 1. She's over 2, a strikeout and a ground out. And if the Chargers want to be competitive for the rest of the way, they got to clean up their defense. As mentioned, 6 errors last innings. That one hit on the line right to the shortstop and caught by Bobby Becker. She's been the bright spot on the defense. She's made a couple nice plays. She'll make that catch for out number 1.
I believe it was back in the 3rd inning. Bobby Becker making 2 really good solid plays on the infield. That's just good catch-ups.
So that will bring up Layla Kunert. 0-for-2, a couple strikeouts so far today. Her pitch hit opposite way through the gap. Single in between Hutchinson and Cummins on the right side of the infield. And it's a base hit for Cooner. That was not a wide gap to fit that between Hutchinson and Cummins. They're kind of playing pretty close together on that right side of the infield. And that will bring up Brenna Eady for the 4th time today. She is 2-for-3, a triple, an RBI single, and a pop out on the infield. First pitch to her in there, strike 1. 9-4, Donovan West lead. Donovan West 1-7. Horton is 0-6. Chargers are looking for their first win in school history. That one popped up in the air in on the infield. Label for somebody, but it's going to be dropped by Hutchinson. She thinks she kind of called everybody off and being the second running through the base. Lena Cooner, she ran through the base.
She's laughing that one off there.
Oh, my goodness.
Got the both hands on the mouth, kind of embarrassed there.
Very fortunate that there was nobody with the ball, or she could have been tagged out. So it'll be a error on the infield to get Brenna Eady aboard as that first pitch missing outside to Brooklyn Denton for ball 1. Call that E4, since she was the one that was trying to make the play. If that were me, I probably would have let Bobby Becker make that play because she's been really solid defensively. That one's in there for a strike, even the count 1-1.
And it just comes down to that communication. Someone's going to call up the ball. You saw that kind of earlier. Bobby Becker was able to communicate with the one that was a catch out on the pitcher's mound.
Foul ball, third base side. Makes it 1-2. And so Denton is 1-for-2. Hit by a pitch in the first inning, lined out in the 3rd inning, and had an RBI double last inning. The pitch from Becker swung on and missed, dropped. I'm going to say it's fouled, so not a strike 3, so they'll just do it again. Go 1-2 pitch. Inside misses. That evens the count once again.
Like I said, that's a good heads up from Denton just to kind of take off thinking it was a strike. I saw too many times where some people, they would just, you know, take it and then they'd walk off if they thought that was the 3rd strike.
That ball hit to center field, and that's going to be down for a base hit in front of JoJo Switch. Running 3rd, heading home, and scoring easily is Cooner. Eady is going to be held at 3rd and going for 2, and now it's 3rd into the infield. Now Eady goes late. The throw home is not in time. Throw down to 3rd is in time. Trying to extend for 3 was Denton. Nice throw by Bumami down to 3rd, and that will be out number 2. So it's an RBI double for Brooklyn Denton. Eady scores on the fielder's choice, and Cooner scores on the base hit. Now bring up Brooklyn Rawls for the 4th time today. She's 0-for-3. Does have a run scored on an error. Or actually, she reached on an error and came home on an RBI double from Brooklyn Denton. Swing and a miss. Ahead of that pitch. Yeah, back-to-back, kind of hear early swings. All grounded foul, third base side for strike two. So that put out will go down as an 8-4-2-5 put out to get Denton out at third. An hour score. This one grounded right to Miller. Fielded cleanly, but then she has a tough time picking it up. The throw is tall, and that will be an error that gets Rawls on at first. That was fielded cleanly. That would have been the final out of the inning. Instead, we play on. That brings up Maddie Helmstetter, the cleanup hitter. She is 2-for-3, RBI. Actually, no RBIs, but does have a double and a single. A couple runs as well. Her pitch misses up. Pops out of the glove of Pamami, but that's going to be a wild pitch. That gets Rawls down to second. Kubami has a solid arm. She has a solid glove back there behind home plate. That one wasn't necessarily on her, but she made a nice throw to get the put out of Brooklyn Denton over at third. And she had a really nice throw earlier in the game as well, trying to get Ella Haynes out at second. That was just dropped by Hutchins in the second baseman as that pitch in their first strike. Now an outside, and that one actually is probably going to go down as a pass ball. Kumami goes to her right. That was definitely a catchable ball that time, and Rawls is going to get over to third. Two gone for Helmstetter, trying to get her third hit of the day. The pitch from Becker. That ball hit along a line right at Bobby Becker and caught for the final outs. So, 11-4 our score. We go to the bottom of the sixth, coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Faint in Holton for a free insurance review.
KNZA.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Our score, Donovan West 11 and Horton 4. High school softball here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy alongside Kurt and Prophet. Kirk Hillman back in the booth. And the Chargers hoping to make this more competitive. They got four runs last inning. Did so on some walks, some hit-by-pitches. One hit, though. They're going to need more than that if they want to make this one a little bit closer. JoJo Switch, for the second time today, will lead off the inning. She's reached safely twice today, hit-by-pitch and a walk. First pitch, held straight back, strike one.
Tell you what, I just looked over to my left, and Mar Hill, they just got two players to run in home. It's now 10-0 in the fourth inning for Mar Hill versus Horton.
Talking about the baseball game going on behind us. Now misses down low. As we were kind of talking about this off the air, Morehead Academy, no softball team. They have a lot of other things. They have swimming. I think they have tennis, too, and no softball. 1-1 pitch. Down this is inside, but the game of softball is growing here in Northeast Kansas. Got a lot of new teams in the TBL, six teams this year. And kind of have some standings to kind of go off of. A couple teams haven't played league games yet. Swing on and a miss. Even count 2-2.
Yeah, NEKL now with eight softball teams. And they, obviously, there's nine teams in the league, but next year, of course, Riverside and Troy will, I assume, be added into the softball category.
Now in there, strike three, got her looking, and switched down on strike. to your point, yes, they will be playing for the Northeast Kansas League. And that will bring up Cheyenne Hutchinson. Doesn't have an at-bat in her two plate appearances, though. She is hit by pitch and walked. First pitch, just a touch low for ball one. Again, this is J.C. Cluck pitching in relief for Donovan West. Brooklyn Rawls went 3 1/3 innings, had 3 strikeouts, 5 walks, 1 hit, and 4 earned runs. That one, therefore, strike as well. The pitch. This is low and in. Shouldn't have said as well. That was just the first strike in the AB. Makes it 2-1. One out, bases empty. Horton trying to crawl from a deficit down 11-4 as that one misses low for ball three. The pitch. Inside, 5-pitch walk, ball four. Hutchinson for the third time today is aboard safely. And that'll bring up Allie Wilson.
So one thing Horns is doing is just being patient. Just being patient is kind of, you know, if they see the ball, don't swing.
First pitch down low, ball one. It's been kind of a tough time for J.C. Clark this season, for J.C. Cluck this season with walks. Coming into today has 18. And already today with a couple. That one misses low for ball two. We're down to first nine time. Edie had a pickoff last inning. Threw out Cummins over at third, who's caught napping. That was in there for a strike. This is low in. Wilson with a hitter's count. Make it 3-1. Pitch from Cluck. Another 5-pitch walk. Third walk of the game for the relief pitcher. Hutchinson down to second. Wilson on to first. That brings up the top of the order for the fourth time today for the Chargers. Alexis Becker stands in. She was hit by a pitch last inning, which brought home a run. Most painful RBI you're going to get. First pitch. That one misses low and in as well. Kind of been her common miss so far. Also on top of that hit by pitch, she also has a walk and a strikeout. 1-0 swung on and missed. A big uppercut that time by the starting pitcher for the Chargers. Even the count at 1-1. Hutchinson at second, Wilson at first. 1-out, swing and miss ahead of that pitch. Makes it 1-2. Mustangs hoping to hold on to this 7-run lead. And get out of here with their second win of the season. In there, strike three, got her looking. Inside portion of the strike zone, two gone. Now bring up Cheyenne Cummins for the fourth time today. As the lone hit of the game for the Chargers, RBI single last inning. Also a couple of groundouts. First pitch, that's chopped on to the shortstop, Denton. And she'll step on the bag and get it in time for the final out. And that will send us to the sixth, 11-4, Donovan West leading at Horton here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
He played five full innings here in Horton. We go to the top of the sixth, and Donovan West leading on the road, 11-4. High school softball here on KNZA. Jared Sluppy alongside Crittenden Prophet. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Leading off for the Mustangs, it'll be Ella Haynes, the five hitter. On deck is Clara Fainer. In the hole, Kaylin Miner. An eight-run fourth inning, the difference in this ballgame so far. Haynes has been a big part of that. She had a two RBI single in that fourth inning. Also had a couple of steals in that inning as well. Alexis Baker still out there. Foul ball for strike one. Just barely foul in front of home plate. Don't hit in the air, over our heads, out of play. For strike two. Mentioned that the Chargers have McLeod coming up next, but looking further on down the line, they're at Troy on next Monday and next Tuesday at ACCHS. As that is past Bobby Becker into left field for a single for Ella Haynes. And after that, they'll take on Jackson Heights. They'll be back at home after three road doubleheaders in a row for the Chargers. That's on the 22nd. And then they have three more doubleheaders to finish off the month. They have a lot kind of jammed in there in late April at Oskaloosa on the 25th. They'll be hosting Burlingame here on the 26th, which is an interesting matchup. And then JC on the 29th. It's Alan Missaglow in ball one to Clara Fainer. Fainer, 1-for-3, reached on an error twice, has scored twice, and has a double. That one's in there for a strike. Fastball right down Broadway. As for Donovan West's schedule, talked about there you have Centralia Frankfort next on Monday, but next Thursday they're going to be hosting Blue Valley Randolph. As that one pops out of the glove and a little bit low for Becker, makes it 2-1 to Fainer. After that, they're at Valley Heights, at Troy on the 23rd and 25th, respectively. They'll be hosting ACCHS on the 29th. They finish off their season on May 2nd at Blue Valley Randolph. This one grounded to Becker. Flips over to second. That is going to be not in time. Beating it out is Ella Haynes. And Fainer reaches on a fielder's choice.
Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but Miner here has a chance to at least put the game away if she's the last one to go in to score. With it being 11-4, it could be 14-4, which 10-run rule.
One hopper to Bobby Becker, and she tried to flip it to third, but nobody was there. So everybody's going to be safe. And another fielder's choice. This time for Kaylin Miner, and the bases are loaded for Donovan West. And that will bring up Delaney Wagoner. 11-4, bases loaded, nobody out. Top of six. That one fouled straight back to the screen for strike one. Donovan West looking for their third win of the season. Second win. If they sweep, then they'll get their third. Is that one fouled up? Overheads, out of play.
I tell you what, Donovan West, they could have had a sweep against Valley Falls. I'm not going to bring that one up. That was a really competitive game. They led 6-0 at one point in the second inning, but they just allowed a comeback and lost 7-6 in the final.
That is tough. Along seven unanswered runs. That one ripped past the glove of Bobby Miller. That's going to be at least a couple of runs. Running third, heading for home. And that will be a two RBI single for Delaney Wagoner. As Haynes and Fainer score easily, and it is 13-4. Kaylin Miner up to third. And if you have a couldn't quite make out what the umpire was saying there, but whatever it was, we got it cleared up. It's Kunert stands in, first pitch, swing and a miss. Kunert 1-for-3, had a single in the fifth inning. So 13-4, Donovan West is trying to put the game away right here. Runners on first and third, nobody out. And there, strike one. Excuse me, strike two. Beg your pardon. 0-2. The pitch from Becker. Now this is up. Here comes runner from third minor, and she will score. She slides in there safely. That makes it 14-4. Now have to dust off home plate. I'll go down as a wild pitch that allows Miner to score. And Wagoner gets on the second. So Kuhnert digs back in. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three. Out number one. And that brings up the top of the order for the fifth time today. Brennan Eady. 2-for-4, triple, RBI single. Reached on an error. And a pop out. She has 2 runs on the game and a stolen base as well. Really solid day for the Donovan West catcher. Multi-sport athletes. That one misses up for ball one. Terrific volleyball player and basketball player as well. Comes the 1-0. That one's in there. Evens up the count 1-1. That ball roped on a line to left field for a base hit. Fielded on a hop by Bunk. Brings in. Rounding third. Heading for home is Wagoner. And she will score an RBI double for Brennan Eady. Coming into today, she had just 1 RBI. And she has 2 here this afternoon. That ball was absolutely smoked to left field.
I know Bunk couldn't really make the play on it, but at least the good fielding as it bounced off the fence and to try to get it back into the infield here.
Pitch misses up and in to Brooklyn Denton for ball one. Brennan Eady with a 3-hit day. Check swing. Did she go? Yes, she did. Evens the count at 1-1. 15-4 our score. 4 more runs for Donovan West here in the top half of the sixth inning. That ball grounded slowly to the shortstop Becker. Throw to first, and that is in time. Route number 2, Eady on to third on the fielder's choice. And that will bring up Brooklyn Rawls. Has reached safely on a couple of errors. One last inning, one in the fourth inning. Does have a run today and a couple strikeouts. First pitch, low and in. Here comes Eady on the wild pitch, and she'll easily score, making 16-4. So the second run is scoring on wild pitch of this inning, and the bases are now empty. Just past the 6 o'clock hour here. That ball popped up over her head, out of play, on top of the concession stand.
I do want to make a small correction. J.C. Cluck is the one batting because she subbed in for Raul Wolves earlier on in the game.
Oh, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Crendon, keep an eye out on that. That might have been what the umpire was talking with. So the pitch to Cluck. That ball grounded. Bobby Becker again has been busy. The shortstop throws the first in time for the final out. But Donovan West gets 5 more runs. It's 16-4. We move on to the bottom half of the sixth coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
16-4. One more chance for the Chargers to try to keep this game alive as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. High school softball here on KNZA with the Mustangs trying to win one here on the road in a non-league bout. Bobby Becker leads off for the Chargers. She's 0-2 with a walk, a ground out, and a pop out. Been really busy on the defensive side. Stands in for Sitch Tour is up and away. Ball one from J.C. Clark, the relief pitcher from Jonathan West. Three walks in her relief effort as that one misses outside for ball two. There's a pitch. That ball hit. Left center field. That's going to get to the gap. All the way to the wall. That's going to be an extra base hit. It's
going to be the first double of the day here for the Chargers.
Not only is it the first double of the day, it's the first double of the season for the Horton Chargers as well. As mentioned, coming into today, just one extra base hit. That was a Bobby Becker home run. And Becker gets another extra base hit, the first double of the season for the Horton Chargers. Now misses low for ball one.
Tell you what, Becker, she's made her influence stay on today's game, whether it be defensively or offensively.
That was her seventh hit of the season. That one pops out of the glove of Edie on a pitch that misses up and away for ball two. And Becker stays over there at second. Just trickles off to E's right. Kamami at the plate. Hit by pitch twice today, one for an RBI. Here's a little lazy blooper, and it's caught to put back to second in time for a double play. Poor base running there by Bobby Becker. She was off the bag, and the base will be cleared, two gone for Rylan Miller.
Yeah, good heads-up double play from Dawson West. Just one more out left to go until they can seal this one up. Their second win of the year.
First pitch misses up, ball one to Rylan Miller, who is 0-1, strikeout, hit by pitch, and a walk. But that walk brought home a run, so an RBI for Rylan Miller. That one misses up and away. Miller's first RBI of the season. Now misses low in the dirt for ball two. Couple hits today by the Chargers. Sean Cummins had one in the fourth inning, and then Becker getting the second one of the day. The rest of their base runners have come on walks and hit by pitches. Now this is up, ball three. Oh, nope, that was ball four. Beg your pardon. Sorry about that. So that is the fourth walk of the day for J.C. Cluck. And after briefly emptying the bases, first base now occupied, and Haley Bunk will come to the plate, 0-3. First pitch, inside, ball one. Trying to get that final out, like you said, Grindon. Trying to get that second win of the season. Out straight back. Into the chain link fence. Stevens got one and one. Both teams in their third year as a program. Horton's still looking for their first win in school history. Now on a looper to the first baseman. It'll be fielded cleanly, and he'll tag her out, and that will be it. 16-4 is the final score. Donovan West victorious here in this one. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with your post-game show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest.
providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
You're invited to the Barn Open House in Sabetha. It's Bruick Oil's grand reopening at their Highway 75 location in Sabetha. Friday, April 19th between 10 and 2. Our radio station will be broadcasting live. There'll be food, fun, prizes, and check out all the new products and services that Bruick offers in their brand new building in Sabetha. It's the Barn Open House at Bruick Oil, Friday, April 19th from 10 to 2. Come join us and follow Bruick Oil on Facebook for drawing entries and more info.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Final score here from Horton. Donovan West gets the win on the road 16 to 4. Going over some of the notable performances here this afternoon, starting off with Bryn Eady. She was 3 for 4 for the Mustangs with 3 runs and a couple of RBI. She had a double, a triple, and a single, so she was just a home run away from a cycle here this afternoon. Brooklyn Denson, she was 2 for 3 with a couple of RBI. Maddie Helmstetter was 2 for 4 with a couple of runs, and Elle Haynes was 2 for 4 with a couple of RBI, also with a 2 RBI single in the fourth inning. It was an 8-run fourth inning for Donovan West that kind of made the difference, but they also scored 5 more in the sixth inning to kind of pull away from the Chargers. After the Chargers trying to make a little bit of a run there in the fourth inning, they had 4 runs in that frame thanks to some walks, hit by pitches. But in the end, solid pitching for the Donovan West Mustangs. Looking at the pitcher's final lines, unofficial. Brooklyn Rawls gets the win. She goes 3 1/3 innings, 3 strikeouts, 5 walks, 1 hit, 4 earned runs. And J.C. Cluck comes in 2 2/3 innings of relief, 2 strikeouts, 4 walks, 1 hit, and no earned runs. Well, that is going to do it here this afternoon. Thank you so much for tuning in. Jared Sloppy alongside Crit and Profit. Kurt Killing back in the booth. We're going to be back on Monday. We'll have Holton Baseball. They're going to be hosting, they're going to be hosting Royal Valley. There we go. I got it. So, Royal Valley at Holton, that will be our next broadcast on Monday. I'll be out there for that one. Thank you so much for tuning in here for the broadcast this afternoon, and have a good rest of your evening, everyone.